Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. Michael Yon of locals.com/Michael Yon is in Panama City after spending rain-soaked days to the Darien Gap, to the village of Bajo Chiquito at the end of the Darien Gap, and making videos and having conversations with the migrants coming through the Darien Gap. Michael, your video is spectacular and frightening. First, it's frightening because you were on a river that is swollen by the rainy season. And by rain, I mean a downpour, a deluge, the ocean dumping on your heads. And you went out into the river, which is considerably expanded from when I last saw it on one of your videos from earlier in the year. The river is filled with floating debris. Any part of that debris could have taken your canoe down. You were powered by an outboard, but I was not impressed with the safety mechanisms going upriver to Bajo Chiquito. There were boat after boat of migrants coming downriver, headed to the center front checkpoint where you'd left, where you can find the Panama Highway and go north towards Panama City. When you reach Bajo Chiquito this time, I'm struck by how many more migrants were there. Were you impressed, Michael, by the numbers since you were there, I guess, in late June?
Oh yeah, the numbers are about triple since they, you know, and on your show, actually, I said that those numbers are going to do something like this because we could see the signs and symptoms down in Colombia were building, and other pieces of information we were picking up. We realized that this was coming. That's why you and I talked about it numerous times. And my view, based on the things that I know now, is that this number is going to greatly increase. Colombia, there's just been an agreement in the last few days between Colombia, Panama, the United States, and Costa Rica, and a few other countries to allow about 20,000 per month to come through. And I think it's going to be a much higher number because here I'll say something now that nobody's mentioned publicly before. One of the things we learned on this trip is that Cinefront, which is the Panamanian Border Patrol, is looking at going out into the jungle and making it safer for the migrants to get through. Because as you know, many are falling off of that third mountains. They call it the Mountain of Death. Many are drowning in the river, of course, from those flash floods. That river is epically dangerous, as you saw from my video. You know, migrants washing down in their tents, you know, drowning in their own little tents. That sort of thing. And also the robbers and bandits are just murdering unknown numbers of them. We know it's a very high number. Nobody knows the actual numbers, but when you talk with, you know, the migrants who come through, which I've been doing for months, most of them have seen robberies. Many of them have seen murders right in front of their face. Our estimate is that more than 10% are dying out in the jungle. I want to say it again. More than 10% is what we think are actually dying out in the jungle. And so if 20,000 are coming through, that's 2,000 dead.
Bajo Chiquito is a mud-drenched city, village that is extremely crude, made up of dried outboards and tin. There are tents camped everywhere beside the what appears to be the walkway through the mud. And a long line of people arriving from the Darien Gap, Michael made his way through that line. Some were masked, a few were masked, but most were not. Michael, there's no way of knowing, but given the prevalence of Delta in the world, I have to believe that all of those people are vulnerable to the COVID-19. And to my knowledge, no one is testing them, and no one is providing a safety for them. No one is providing, certainly, vaccine for them. Is that accurate? Did you see any testing going on in the village?
Many are tested, and they're coming up positive. Huge numbers are coming up positive. They're not being vaccinated out there. And I'm also concerned about tuberculosis. We know antibiotic-resistant tuberculosis is streaming through, and who knows what else is. You've seen my videos, which are not yet public, and you saw how much they're defecating everywhere. So this is basically a cholera zone. The chances of a cholera outbreak are extremely high. I just read another good book on cholera, by the way, called The Ghost Map. I recommend it. And as I'm walking through all this literally mud and crap, because they crap right on that basketball court. You saw me walk through it on the video, and it's just mixed with mud. And there's people walking out there with no shoes, and their feet are just completely ripped apart because of being in the jungle. Children, local villager children, Embra Indian children, you see out there barefoot and that stuff. This is just another outbreak waiting to happen.
The Doctors Without Borders had a prominent sign and are starting a new facility. Is there medical attention for the people who come through the gap? Did you see hospital beds or doctors and nurses with good equipment, Michael?
There is, but I mean, it's John. There's literally a bat, and you heard me say it on the video. They have a bat in their clinic. I mean, that's how rustic it is. I mean, it is as if it's the Middle Ages. There's not enough of any one doctor who was out there for a month. We talked at length, not this time, but on a previous time. You know, it was rough on him out there. And he was a doctor from Columbia, and, doing as best he could for the people out there, many of them dying on him and that sort of thing. And hearing so many stories of trauma, rape, murder, and you could bring 50 doctors and nurses out there, and that might be about the number you need. I'm not sure how many the medical professionals would say, but the first thing you need to do is clean it up.
Right,
they don't have running water.
Right, right.
They don't have running water except for the river.
Yeah, my response to your video, Michael, was we need an Army hospital unit. We need a tent city. We need about 1,000 contractors. We need a landing zone, and we need security. Now, about security, these people were arriving with just what they're carrying on their backs. They've all been robbed. Some had shoes. Some didn't have shoes. No weapons. I also believe that I saw consistently people saying they were from Haiti. Is that right? Did I see that correctly?
That's right. The majority are from Haiti or Cuba. And you'll see on the International Red Cross report, it'll say, I've forgotten the exact numbers, but more than 50% are from Haiti and Cuba combined. And then they ascribe the rest to being from places like Brazil and Chile and whatnot. But those Cuba and Haiti numbers, I think, are directionally accurate. But the ones that the Red Cross are saying from places like Brazil, that's not accurate. They're actually from Africa. I don't know why they say they're from Brazil and Chile and whatnot, other than that might be the last place that they came in. But the vast majority are definitely Haitians and Cubans. And after that, some Venezuelans, a few Colombians, but it's mostly then like Nigerians, Cameroonians, Sierra Leone, a lot of Bangladeshis I meet. I meet some Nepalese. I didn't see any this time that I thought might be Nepalese, but there was so many, you saw the video, there was so many people out there. I meet a lot of Indians from more than 80 countries.
Michael, the promise of Bajo Chiquito is that's the end of the Darien Gap, but it's the beginning of the journey that they're making to the Mexican border. Do these people believe that they can get into the United States? Are they confident that this journey was worth the risk? Did you hear from them?
Oh yeah. I mean, you can see, for instance, the Cubans on the video, they were enthusiastic. They survived. They, recounted witnessing murders and that sort of thing, but now they're enthusiastic because they've made it through that port. Now, of course, in front of them is still, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Honduras, Guatemala, and all that part through Mexico. And then they've got to get in, through the United States. So these are positive thinkers, that's for sure. But they definitely think they can make it or they wouldn't have gone for it. As you know, though, there's many people that get stuck in the jungle. They're unable to go forward. They're unable to go back. And they just starve to death or die out there.
And What is the expectation by Centerfront? That's the Border Patrol. What is the expectation? Can they secure the Darien Gap? Do they have the resources to do that?
Well, they'll tell you, and they've told me many times that they cannot do it, but we know that they can because we just saw the perfect experiment during the pandemic. During the pandemic, when Panama locked down like North Korea, this place was really locked down. If you think New York was locked down, this place was locked tight. I mean, and so they did stop the border during the pandemic. It was at that time probably, if my memory is correct, maybe 1,000 a month were coming in, something like that. And then they just shut it off. You know, it was just gone. And, that number is directionally accurate anyway. It wasn't 20,000 that it is now.
And the people who are transferring into the Centerfront camps there at the end of the river when they get there, are they finding their transportation through to Costa Rica is easy or harder than it used to be? The numbers are greatly larger.
Oh, they'll just be taken to the two different camps, San Vicente camp, which I was just at, and Lajas Blancas camp, which is a few miles away from that, maybe 15 miles. And from there, they load them up on buses every night, and they head straight up to Costa Rica. Interestingly, most Panamanians still don't know what's going on. I mean, when you ask Panamanians around here, like, do you know about the migrant issues in Darien? To them, Darien Gap is sort of like West Virginia out, you know, they don't know much about it. And only in recent, last couple of weeks, it's been in the news here. So more and more people at least know that there's migrants coming through. But for most of them, it's been a blind spot, interestingly.
The video that you made, Michael, it goes about 40 minutes. It's dumbfounding. I knew what I was going to see, and I was still just overwhelmed. We're talking about hundreds of people without resources, without communication, without money, in the mud, having exhausted themselves after 5, 6, 10 days in a triple canopy jungle, not really knowing what's ahead of them. It's amazing, Michael. It's just amazing. They're extremely impressive given their strength. But at the same time, we're not used to thinking this way, Michael. It's hard to imagine how the world looks to them. They have no friends.
Well, a lot of them have family. For instance, Medeci, as you know, we met her and her 12-year-old, Medeci 16, her 12-year-old brother Michael and their mother. We met them in Colombia in early March. And now they've made it to New Jersey a few weeks ago. So and they have family there. And as you heard the Cubans say, have family in, California and Florida. So, I mean, a lot of them do have a base. If they make it through, they will have a place to go to. And others, like one Sikh man, an Indian man that I met in Colombia up in the jungle some months ago, he said he didn't know anybody. He didn't even exactly know where he was going. He just said, well, I think I'm going to California. I don't know if I sent you that video or not, but I can if you want to see it. And he didn't exactly know where he was going to go to.
And so they do believe that once they get to America, they will be taken care of. They believe this.
Oh, yeah, they do. They believe just like when we were just in Africa, in Morocco, people like Algerians saying, if we can make it into Germany, we'll get a free apartment. We'll get money per month. Same as they're telling us in Greece. Same as I was just told when I was in Lithuania with Iraqis and Africans thinking everybody, the human osmotic pressure, the push and the pull. The pull for Europe is mostly they're saying, let's go to Germany. In the United States, in the Americas, down in South America and Central America, Mexico, it's all let's get to America. So it's it's that osmotic pressure, the pull. The idea that everything's going to be nice once you get to the United States. Of course, Americans, are having a problem with the economy at this point. So this could be an epic disaster unfolding.
Michael Yon, when he posts the video, you will be amazed, flabbergasted, shocked at what we're looking at here. It's a phenomenon that did not exist at this scale just months ago, and it's growing. Michael estimates 20,000 a month, that's minimum, flowing through Bajo Chiquito. Michael Yon is in Panama City. It's locals.com/Michael Yon. I'm John Batchelor. This is Friends of History Debating Society. Well done, Michael. When you post your video, everybody will want to see.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.